This highly provocative missile test was carried out while China's foreign minister Wang Yi was in Seoul for talks with his South Korean counterpart, with North Korea high on their agenda.
Of course, we all want to contribute to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. For example, not only North Korea, but also other countries are conducting military actions, so we should have all parties make joint efforts to resume dialogues.
This was Wang's last stop of a four-nation tour of East Asia as China looks to counter the increasing influence of the U.S. in the region. And North Korea risks angering Beijing with this latest launch. South Korea is hoping China will use its considerable influence over North Korea to bring it back to the negotiating table. But with each missile launch, that seems less likely and shows even China's control over its neighbor is limited. North Korea has also claimed to have tested a new type of long-range cruise missile over the weekend. And it comes after a military parade through the streets of Pyongyang last week. Facing an economic crisis from international sanctions and from the pandemic, combined with food shortages from damaging storms, it seems the show of military muscle is intended as much of a morale boost at home as showing the world it is still a force to be reckoned with. And it comes as South Korea develops its own military hardware. On Wednesday, it successfully test-fired a ballistic missile from a submarine, becoming only the seventh country in the world to master the technology. It also announced advances in high-powered ballistic and supersonic cruise missiles as both Koreas continue to develop their arsenals. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.